Good morning. I'm Pastor Shelley Schultz, and today is Monday of the second week in Lent, February 26, 2024. Our lesson today is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 8 through 13. Paul writes, "You think you already have everything you need. You think you are already rich. You have begun to reign in God's kingdom without us. I wish you really were reigning already, for then we would be reigning with you. Instead, I sometimes think God has put us apostles on display, like prisoners of war at the end of a victor's parade, condemned to die. We have become a spectacle to the entire world, to people and angels alike. Our dedication to Christ makes us look like fools, but you claim to be so wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are so powerful. You are honored, but we are ridiculed. Even now we go hungry and thirsty, and we don't have enough clothes to keep warm. We are often beaten and have no home. We work wearily with our own hands to earn our living. We bless those who curse us. We are patient with those who abuse us. We appeal gently when evil things are said about us. Yet we are treated like the world's garbage, like everybody's trash, right up to the present." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I was a kid, I loved to lay on my bed, hanging upside down, looking at the ceiling, and imagining what it would be like to live life upside down. I imagined walking on the ceiling, stepping over doorways, sitting around ceiling light fixtures, pretending it was a bonfire pit. I imagined that Jane and Michael, the children with their nanny Mary Poppins, wondered the same thing when they went to visit Uncle Albert and floated to the ceiling to take their tea. Life seemed upside down. The Apostle Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthian church, is describing what life is like for those who follow the risen Jesus Christ. Life is turned upside down. He mentions in the first chapter of his letter to this church that the cross of Christ is foolishness to those who are perishing, but the power of God to those who are being saved. Life looks different from Jesus Christ's perspective. What is our weakness is Christ's power to save. When life, from our perspective, looks grim or hopeless, we await God's mighty work to save and reconcile and forgive our misplaced trust. We sing, like children, that beloved song of Anna Bartlett Warner, who in 1860 wrote the poem, "Jesus Loves Me." Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, we are weak, but He is strong. Please join me in prayer. Father God, hear my prayer for Jesus' sake. I thank you for saving faith in Christ and His powerful work on the cross to forgive my sin and reconcile me to you. Use my weaknesses to bring about your saving work in my life and the lives of others through the power of Christ at work in me. Amen.